Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, August 2nd. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the Green Bay Packers training camp. Third consecutive day in pads for the Packers on Thursday. You had to wonder if it might get a little sloppy, and it did. Head coach Mike McCarthy watched some botched shotgun snaps and an errant pitch out.
You got the ball on the ground four times. It obviously puts a huge dent into the performance, because that's how you lose games.
That's a fact. They'll make the corrections and then get back at it under the lights for the first time on Friday night in advance of the family night scrimmage on Saturday night.
It's clearly the highest stress point of training camp, so we're right into the meat of the stress point for the football team.
The annual family night scrimmage gets underway at 6:30 on Saturday night. First-year defensive back Loyce Means from the University of Houston had heard the crowd should be okay.
Yeah, I heard about it, 7,900 or something?
Times 10. They'll fill 70,000 in there for practice.
For practice?
Practice. We're talking about Allen Iverson practice.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, we was talking about it yesterday. I was like, they can't fill that many.
Oh, yeah.
70,000? Wow, I mean, that's bigger than I thought.
It's always an interesting evening. Elsewhere around the National Football League, Minnesota Vikings offensive tackle DeMarcus Love suspended 4 games for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Won't be eligible to return until the end of September. He will be allowed to take part in all preseason practices and games. He was a sixth-round pick by the Vikings 2 years ago. San Francisco 49ers have lost their nickelback. Defensive back Chris Culliver tears his ACL at practice on Thursday. The NFL preseason kicks off this weekend with the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Miami Dolphins in the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. But first comes the enshrinement ceremony, and former Green Bay Packer linebacker Dave Robinson will be inducted, joining a few of his glory years teammates.
Right now, we have our left side of the defense, our defensive left side. We have a well represented Willie Davis at the end, myself a linebacker, Herb Addy's a cornerback, and the inside linebacker, so to speak, by today's terms, we Ray Nischke. Our weak safety was Willie Wood. So there's times when the left side of Vince Lombardi's defensive line had 5 Hall of Famers in there all at one time.
That was a pretty good defense. Robbie will become the 22nd member of the Packer organization to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he says, yeah, it's going to be emotional.
I'm not an overly sensitive guy. I'm not an emotional person. But I can't imagine what it's going to be like to see the bus for the first time, because that bus symbolizes your immortality in football.
Robbie will be joined by Curly Culp as an inductee from the Veterans Committee, joining Warren Sapp, Chris Carter, Larry Allen, Jonathan Ogden, and Coach Bill Parcells into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In college football, defending national champion Alabama, number 1 in the USA Today ESPN Coaches preseason football poll. The Tide received 58 of 62 first place votes. Ohio State ranked 2nd, followed by Oregon, Stanford, Georgia. 6 SEC teams ranked in the top 13. The Wisconsin Badgers under new head coach Gary Anderson, preseason ranking of number 23. To baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers home for a short weekend stand against the Washington Nationals beginning Friday night, with Tom Gorzolani facing Jordan Zimmermann. In the National League on Thursday, Miami blanked the Mets 3-0, scoring all 3 runs in the 6th inning. San Francisco beat Philadelphia 2-1. Cole Hamels shut down the Giants through 8 innings, but the San Francisco squad scores 2 in the top of the 9th off Jonathan Papelbon. St. Louis hammered Pittsburgh 13-0, pounding out 17 hits to salvage the finale in that 5-game series. It stops their 7-game losing streak, but they are a game and a half behind the Pirates for the lead in the NL Central. Atlanta rolled Colorado 11-2. Justin Upton with 2 home runs, 5 RBIs on Andrelton Simmons, and the Braves have reeled off 7 in a row, and they lead the National League East by a whopping 11.5 games.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try to keep it going. Hopefully we keep it do good against the Phillies team in our division, and the same in Washington.
Yasiel Puig with another home run for the LA Dodgers in a 6-4 victory over the Chicago Cubs in the American League. The Cleveland Indians are hot. They beat the White Sox 6-1. Ryan Rayburn with 2 home runs. Tribe has won 7 in a row. But the Kansas City Royals, they beat Minnesota 7-2 behind winning pitcher James Shields, as he and the Royals have now ripped off 9 straight victories.
You know, we're on a nice little roll after the break, you know. Unfortunately, we're not gaining too many games, but we're playing some really good baseball, and we believe in ourselves right now. And you know, going in this last 2 months, it's, you know, this is kind of the baseball we need to play.
Former Brewer manager Ned Yost has the Royals 3 games over .500 and only 6.5 games out of first in their division. Baltimore beat Houston 6-3. Bud Norris was traded from Houston to Baltimore, and he leads the Orioles over his old team, the Astros. Chris Davis hit his 39th home run of the season. The Boston Red Sox had an improbable finish against the Seattle Mariners, trailing 7-2 going to the bottom of the ninth. But Boston, yep, scores 6 runs in their last at-bat. Daniel Nava ends the rally with the walk-off RBI single.
Steve had a great at-bat. 0-2, works the count, gets the walk, changes the whole situation of my at-bat, you know, with one out, and obviously everyone's pulled in compared to 2 outs and everyone playing back. Who knows, that ball could have been caught. So a lot of things were dependent upon other guys.
Los Angeles Angels handled the Toronto Blue Jays 8-2 in interleague play. Texas beat Arizona 7-1. Yu Darvish with 14 strikeouts. In the minors, Kane County beat the Timber Rattlers 6-2 as they scored 5 runs in the sixth inning. Out of the Northwoods League, Mankato over the Green Bay Bullfrogs at Giuani Stadium 7-1. And in the Langsdorf League Championship Series, the Sheboygan A's take game 2 at Wildwood 4-2. Nolan Peterson allowed just 2 hits through 7 innings, but gave up a couple of runs in the eighth. Eric Schmitz came on to save it. So the best of three championship series now tied at 1. They'll settle it Saturday night, game 3 in Kenosha. The A's seeking their first league title since 2000. LeBron James could become the next president of the NBA Players Association. FoxSports.com reports King James considering a bid to take over the role from Derek Fisher, whose term expired this summer. In golf, the Women's British Open being played at the Old Course at St. Andrews. Camilla Leonard and Morgan Pressel share the first-round lead at 6-under-66 in B Park. In the hunt, 3-under-first-round seeks her 4th major championship title in a row this year. And it's the Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone for the PGA Tour. Webb Simpson, 6-under-64 with the first-round lead, 1 shot better than Henrik Stenson. Tiger Woods, among 4 players at 66, he's won this event 7 times in his career. Steve Stricker, a 1-over-par, 71. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.